Welcome to the Reassurance Podcast, brought to you by BCU Risk Advisors, your go-to podcast for all things related to personal insurance. Whether you're navigating the complexities of auto, home, health, or life insurance, our show is here to provide you with expert insights, practical tips, and valuable advice to help you make informed decisions. I'm your host, Chelsea Rabelais, an industry-leading insurance broker for successful individuals and families. We will be breaking down the complexities of insurance into simplified and straightforward language, empowering you to protect what matters most with confidence. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Reassurance Podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Rabelais, and this is our first bonus episode. We have something a little bit different for you today. Typically, we focus on practical tips and insights for managing your personal insurance needs. However, today in this episode, we're excited to bring you a special presentation by one of our founding partners, Jeff Klein. Jeff recently gave a presentation on the latest trends in the personal insurance market, and we believe that this information that he covered is incredibly valuable for you, our listeners. Whether you're a current policyholder or just interested in staying informed about the industry, this episode is packed with insights that can help you make more informed decisions about your insurance coverage. From understanding emerging risks to navigating changes in policy offerings, Jeff's analysis provides a comprehensive overview of what's happening in the world of personal insurance today. We hope you find this presentation as informative and as beneficial as we did. So without further ado, let's dive into Jeff's presentation on personal insurance market trends.
So we're in a hard market currently. And what a hard market is defined as within the insurance business is rising insurance premiums, limited insurance carrier appetite, and policyholders being non-renewed. And the last time this was a mainstream problem was four decades ago. And the reasons driving that issue back in the 80s had to do with crashing interest rates. Today's situation is much different and perhaps worse and will be more prolonged. So I just want to kind of take it real quick through one of the drivers of just so you have some context of what's causing all this fraud in the property casualty insurance market, and then get to what our clients are doing about it. So the primary driver is weather. The interesting thing about this statistic up here on this chart is, you know, you think about the widely reported floods and the earthquakes and hurricanes that tend to gather a lot of attention, you know, really more than half of what is driving the global loss activity is due to convective storms. So these are thunderstorms that are basically causing wind and hail damage. So that's putting a tremendous strain on the property business here in the U.S. Something that doesn't get talked a lot about is flood. It is still a principal driver of homeowner loss, even though many people don't purchase it. I think an interesting statistic to draw your attention to in this slide is, you know, there's a 30-year mortgage owner has a 26% chance of being damaged by a flood compared to 9% chance of fire. And you know, flood risk is only increasing, not only due to climate change, but also having to do with population density change. So as more natural drainage gets turned into parking lots, and homeowner communities get rebraided, just creates a greater likelihood of flood just because water is flowing differently and has nowhere to drain. So what is happening for a lot of homeowners in the U.S. is there's a shift from the traditional retail insurance market. So State Farm, Allstate, carriers we work with, Chubb, to certainly in disaster-prone parts of the country, it's a shift from those retailers to what are called excess and surplus lines insurers. And these are insurance companies that typically aren't name brand. They're often backed by a Lloyd's of London syndicate or some other consortium of insurance carriers. It is a legitimate market, but what comes with it are higher premiums and reduced coverages that are recognizing the risks. So this kind of shift from retail to excess and surplus lines has really been significant over the past 5 years. It's definitely getting harder, not easier. Quick discussion on inflation facts. It's still pretty expensive to build a home. The cost for construction materials that spiked since COVID have only plateaued. They have not come down. Many times we'll review a client's insurance policy, and we will see that their insured dwelling value has not kept up with this inflated construction cost reality. So it's oftentimes we're finding clients, certainly that are buying within the broad market, State Farm, Allstate, can be underinsured because their home just doesn't accurately reflect the cost to rebuild it. It's not only construction materials, it's also skilled labor. So again, more pressure on reconstruction costs and making sure that the insured dwelling value in a policy is where it needs to be. Insurance carriers buy reinsurance to hedge against catastrophes. And basically, you know, what that means is Chubb, you know, might insure any one catastrophe loss up to $100 million. And then they'll buy reinsurance that covers them from $100 million to $700 million, as an example. Well, those costs are increasing dramatically for insurance carriers, going up 37% last year. And they're often requiring what's called the higher attachment point. So that example that I was talking about with Chubb taking the first $100 million and then the reinsurance carrier taking above that. Now, Chubb, as an example, is having to deal with insuring up to $200 million because that's the best that they can get and still paying more for it. So that pressure, that pricing pressure is just being, you know, passed along to the consumer in the form of higher premiums and making sure that the balance sheet is tightening up, limiting appetite for riskier exposures and non-renewing in areas where the carriers are over-concentrated. Liability insurance and auto insurance are also feeling pressure. High-speed crashes and distracted driving continue to be elevated since COVID. Parts for repairs are still inflated. Supply chain issues still affect the auto repair business, which really translates into higher rental reimbursement expenses. People are just having to rent a car longer while their car is under repair for a covered loss. Another tip that we generally are recommending our clients pursue is making sure that they're maximizing the rental reimbursement limit on their policy because of that fact. And then also theft is a very material factor. This is just a quick statistic showing that the spike in driving fatalities since COVID has not subsided. It's really only plateaued. And then this shows the trend of vehicle deaths. And we're, you know, just off the peak, but that trend line is still quite pronounced. Liability insurance, it's on the mind of most of our clients, if not all. And Chubb did a survey, and 9 out of 10 of their high net worth families and individuals that they surveyed are concerned about their liability exposure. Yet 36% say they even have a policy or an excess liability policy to cover them for that type of exposure. Pressure on excess on personal liability claims are coming from the following areas. The growing social economic divide between quote unquote us and them, and that's certainly made more pronounced the more visible your wealth is. You know, unquestionable large increases in advertising by plaintiff firms to encourage us to litigate for personal injury. Third-party litigation funding that really is more applicable to the commercial insurance side, where you've got, you know, third parties basically funding litigation for plaintiffs. Faster driving patterns, which I touched on earlier, and then trends providing large awards for non-economic damages, post-traumatic stress disorder, pain and suffering, chronic regional pain syndrome. Those are all real conditions, but there's a lot of statistics showing that those conditions are being abused relative to seeking damages. So kind of bring it all together, and I'll wrap up here. So that the areas of heightened awareness for your clients is, and all of us, is we're living in this hard market environment. Premiums are going up. And that is just a reality. And oftentimes, the incumbent carrier that you are being delivered a rate increase from is still the best option. But clients should definitely go out and shop and validate that. Properties and locations exposed to catastrophe loss. These would be things like wildfire exposed properties in the West or coastal properties in the Southeast that are exposed to hurricanes and the like. Those are difficult to insure, harder than they ever have been. So clients that are looking to purchase property in those locations, it's really important that they begin to investigate insurance very early on in that process. Those clients that are buying properties in those locations are probably going to be buying an E&S policy. It's very important, given that those policies tend to have a lot of sublimits and special deductibles, that they've got a solid understanding of what they're buying. Personal liability exposure, it's really kind of the wealth plan killer for us all. And that is, we get involved in an at-fault vehicular accident and someone's coming after us for a lot of money due to their damages. The minimum we recommend anyone carry is $5 million. And if they can afford it, we generally recommend $10 million is better these days. And really how you want that policy to behave, like, is in the event you find yourself in that situation where you are being sued, you want an umbrella policy that is attractive enough to a plaintiff that is where they're wholly focused and they're targeting a settlement and pursuing a settlement from the insurance carrier as opposed to pursuing litigation against you. And then claim management. Given the hard market and rising premiums, it's more important than ever these days to use claims for larger losses. Filing small incidental claims is only going to compound the future pricing and coverage availability. So again, being judicious with your claims. And then lastly, kind of key takeaways. So, insurance is a very material concern, or becoming a much more material concern for us all. We believe coverage should perform best and is best utilized for large loss scenarios. Getting back to making sure that the dwelling value is accurate on a homeowner policy relative to the replacement cost, making sure that, sufficient umbrella limits are purchased. Those are important things. Maintaining pricing efficiency. We're encouraging our clients to purchase high deductibles and timely manage policy sublimits. Purchasing high deductibles aligns with my previous point about utilizing insurance for large losses. And when I talk about tightly managing policy sublimits, a lot of times I'll use contents as an example on a homeowner policy. That limit will often be selected by an insurance agent as a percentage of the dwelling and often overinsures the actual exposure. So basically just taking a closer look at your policy to make sure that it's what you need. The sale of E&S products requires professional representation and thorough due diligence. As I mentioned, those policies tend to be more restrictive relative to coverage. It's important that someone knows, and a broker knows what they're doing when they're representing that type of product to a prospective buyer of that product. And then personal excess liability is an essential coverage. We feel it's critically important. Effectively, it's a moat around your personal assets and a litigating plaintiff. Lastly, thank you.
Thanks for tuning into this special episode of the Reassurance Podcast. As always, if you have any questions or would like to discuss how these trends might affect your own insurance, don't hesitate to reach out to BC Risk Advisors. Stay tuned for more episodes where we continue to provide you with advice and insights for protecting what matters most. And until next time, stay safe and stay insured.